This podcast is not affiliated with, nor does it speak on behalf of any company, organization, or firm. This is based on the personal experiences and opinions of two individual professionals. Welcome to our podcast, Decoding Corporate America. I am Erica.
And I am Sashala. Welcome to our season one episode finale. Listen, throughout the season, we invited you into casual and candid discussions between ourselves and some heavy hitters. We brought you weekly content and tried to keep it to a short and snappy 15 minutes.
We tried and dropped this around a timely season, discussing end of year performance review, evaluation, objective settings, and some hot topics like mentorship versus sponsorship, as well as networking, and tried answering some of those age-old questions of how do I get to the next level?
That certainly is an age-old question. Yes, it is. Our goal was to help you feel inspired and empowered during times of adversity, when you felt stuck in a rut, and even during this pandemic.
This episode is a special one, as it is our last episode of the season. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back soon. This will also be a little more than 15 minutes, and the format will be a bit different. Asha, Charlotte, and I are kicking back in the guest seat, and we have with us Jimmy Wang, who will be our host today. So with that, we're handing over the mic to Jimmy. And Jimmy, over to you.
Thank you, Erica and Sashala. Before we start, I'd like to introduce two amazing women. Together, they have spent close to half a century in the financial industry, working across multiple sectors.
Oh, gosh. Wait a minute, Jimmy. Really? Hold on. Half a century. Does Sashala get you to say that?
Oh, man. Wow.
I am feeling old. Come on now. Oh.
He dated us. Thanks, Jimmy.
I won't comment on that. In addition to their job, they also dedicate their time in promoting diversity, equity, and inclusion, and led the employee resource group in their place of work, as well as external group. Both of these women have well-rounded background in corporate America, and in their current role, Erica is the global head of Operation Product Governance, and Sashala is the senior director of diversity, inclusion, and previously a global business manager in control.
Thank you for that amazing introduction, Jimmy, and thank you for being our host today. Why don't you tell our listeners about yourself?
Yeah, Jimmy, tell us a bit about yourself.
Thank you, Sashala and Erica. I am a current senior at the University of Rochester studying business and finance. I grew up in China, and my parents own a wholesale business. And due to this, I got interested in finance and wanted to learn how companies are run. Through college, I have been exploring different fields in the finance industry and learned a lot from networking with different people, alumni, friends, and other people. And networking is how I met you, Sashala. I never forget the time when you invited me to a networking event 2 years ago, and I invited a couple of my friends, where it allowed us to have the opportunity to network with other financial professionals, and that was awesome.
Wow. Yeah, that's right, Jimmy. That was a good couple years ago. I mean, one thing I would say that you, Jimmy, yourself, you've been great at is not only the networking side of things, but learning to maintain those relationships, which is important because a lot of times people, they go to networking events, they'll take a name, they might send an email, and then that is the end of that. But you've, you know, taking the initiative to make sure that you're maintaining this relationship that we have over the past couple of years. Impressive, and kudos to you.
Thanks, Sashala. So I prepared some question for today's session, and our audience will love to learn about it. So why did you and Erica start this podcast?
I don't know. Who wants to take that one? You want to take that, Erica?
You know what? I got it. Yeah. Sorry. Oh. Yes. We, so many reasons, but again, in light of us keeping this to the point, let me just think about the main ones, right? So the first one, just our shared corporate experience, right?
Right.
Just think about it. We met through our ERG and yes. We really became work besties, right? Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, I mean, we would spend days, hours, nights, All types of times, right? Just talking about our experiences, the good, the bad, the ugly. And we basically wanted to, next step, catalog our discussions, right? Yep. So, you know, as a result of that, you know, people come to us all the time for input or advice regularly, right? Yeah. Whether it be at work, whether it be people we've worked with previously, whether it be social media platforms. I mean, how many cold calls or cold emails we've gotten from, you know, folks that just we're visible leaders. Right. And what tends to happen is that it's common discussions that come up. So we were like, you know what, let's put this on a podcast. Let's catalog this. Go to episode 3. Right. Go to episode 5. I mean, it totally makes sense. But then the other reason is just paving the way forward for people like us. Right. There's so many underrepresented people of color, females, people who are early or midway in their career that could really benefit from a lot of these topics that we're talking about. And then lastly is on the personal objectives, right? For ourselves, right? We are verbose people, right, Shoshala? I mean, we are loquacious. We have the gift of gab. And you know what? We were like, let's put ourselves out there. You know, it is an uncomfortable space, but in the same vein, it's something that we're very passionate about in terms of really developing ourselves. So we've made it a mission to work on our public speaking, keeping things succinct. And this is a way that we could focus on that.
Absolutely. And then also we strive to be your mentors in your head.
We do.
Right? I mean, as Erica has mentioned, we already do this informally. So this is an opportunity for us to reach more people on a larger platform.
Right.
I can tell you that is some dedication. So what were some favorite moments and why?
Gosh, so many, right? I want to say like every single episode, including this one. But I mean, it is hard because I loved Yasmin's because it was a timely drop and it was just in time for my own performance review. And I also love Tony's. See, now Tony's gave us the secret sauce to the age-old question. How do we move up the corporate ladder? And Tony gave some great advice. You know, she talked about the importance of mentorship, but most importantly, sponsors, because she said, listen, they're the ones that move your career. She also spoke about whether to go the horizontal or the vertical track and what that actually means and what yielded the best results. So I don't know, the Tony moment. I love
that. You know what? Those are really good ones, Shoshala. But I also have my personal favorites. And, you know, besides the actual episodes that we had, I mean, just more practically, listen, when we figured out our sound quality, Shoshala.
Yep.
I mean, let's really talk about this. I know you are not going to go there. Oh, look, Lord. Our listeners, we need to share this. We are not podcast people. We are learning as we're going.
Yes,
you hear this sound. We have our producer, and you know, Shoshana's gonna share a little tidbit in terms of who that is making us sound as great as we are. We've learned so much in this process, but I will say that will be my favorite moment is when we actually figured out the sound quality, because guys, I have to share this tidbit. Shoshala at some point during this time has been recording in her closet. We found that that's the best place for her to be.
For my sound. Oh my goodness. Yes. I was in my closet, everyone, and it was really bad for my feng shui, okay?
And then to top it off, once she found out another workaround, I'm not even going to tell you guys unless she feels like sharing it what her current setup is right now.
The blanket and the pillows.
Listen, being in an empty room does not help a podcast. So that's been my favorite, is really figuring out the sound quality. And then even on my side, right? Like, I can't just talk about Shoshala's bit. But on my side, I mean, these mics that we got, thank you, Shoshala, for finding them off of Amazon. But they're amazing. These things can pick up my husband walking upstairs and my son crawling. Okay, like, it's nuts. So that's my favorite, is figuring out the sound quality.
Hilarious. So many.
I guess you figured out some amazing moments. So what are some best quotes?
Oh my goodness. Oh, so many. So many.
Ooh. Oh goodness.
Okay, look, I cannot pick one, but can I pick some of my top three? How about that?
Let me hear it. Sure. I do have a top one, so let me hear your top three.
Okay, so I would say, and this is in no order, but Don't Hit Yourself to One Wagon from Tony Ortiz.
Erica, what? Really? Yes. That was going to be, I had only one. I mean, I have so many, but that was my favorite one. So, okay. You right? said it for me, but.
Don't Hit Yourself to One Wagon. There's so much there in terms of what that means to you. Like, do not put everything in one basket. You know, just realize that mm-hmm. your opportunities are limitless and that, you know, exactly. you should really consider so many different avenues when it comes down to your own a personal best and what you can offer, right? The next one is Learn How to Say, I Don't Know, It's Okay, also from Tony.
Mm-hmm.
That was one, I mean, that right Tony there.
Dropped some knowledge that day.
I say, you know what's funny is that I say this all the time, especially for newcomers to, you know, that are part of my group, right, that mm-hmm. Tend to come on. It is okay to say, I don't know, and I'll come back to you. When I don't hear that, it makes me question, are you someone that I can trust to let me know when you don't know? So please, yeah. It is okay to say, I'll get back to you, right? And then the last one, this one comes from Jared. Networking is more than transactional. Ooh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I love when he mentioned, you know, for example, and I mean, this has been at a lot of networking events where you go and they kind of just pat you on the back mm-hmm. and give you a card and then they keep it moving. And it's just one of those things such as, okay, so what do I do with this? And what do you right. do again? Who are you? Et cetera.
Exactly. So yeah,
absolutely. It is more than transactional and kind of just what I mentioned before with Jimmy and I, right? It was just yep. more than something that's yep. transactional where we've built a friendship over these past couple years. So
yeah.
Those are some good ones, Erica.
They are. And I mean, unfortunately, I couldn't figure out one. And there were so many other ones. Mm-hmm. But those are my top three.
I guess I know who to call now when I tell my boss no.
Yeah.
It was Erica. No, actually, Tony Ortiz.
Yeah. You can say
executive Tony leadership coach. Yes, you can always drop that.
I'll call for it for sure.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness.
So what were some like best DM questions?
First of all, our DMs, the questions that we would receive, and because a lot of times they were from people who we knew, so they were just funny off the bat, right?
Yeah.
So I think one of the very first ones we received was the one where it was like, Sash and E, really objective settings? I've been doing those for years, and it has yet to help me get promoted. and then they ended it with something along the lines of, how about you decode that for me?
Mic drop.
I mean, we were laughing our butts off. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I love that one. And yep. then, you know, I think the other one, which is like a fan favorite for me, was in the current environment, I'm feeling burnt out and haven't been able to pursue my passion outside of work. How do I manage space for that during these tough times? And I think that touches on not only passion, which is this is the one where Renee Cummings had come on board, but also finding balance, right? Mm-hmm. And kind of dealing with stress, which touched on some of the points that we had discussed with Dr. Clark as well, right?
Right.
So yeah. That was those were definitely my favorite ones as well. I would yeah. agree with you.
And definitely it's relatable too, just
absolutely
quite relatable at the moment.
Yep.
Definitely. I think that you point out some great moments and some great advice about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, Jimmy, can you tell us what resonated with you most about this season? And you know what? I just also wanted to add that Erica and I, we were quite impressed just to see that the Gen Zers were tuning in to us.
So that
felt really good. I felt yeah. really good about that.
I would agree.
Yes. So interested to know your take, Jimmy.
I guess episode 6 with Jared and the bonus episode with George resonate with me because of my personal experience. I admit that I am part of the group that never realized the power of networking. probably like some people, I think that if you work hard and show some confidence, you'll probably get where you want it to be. But to some extent, that may be true. But from a long-term perspective, it may not be sustainable. Another part that both Jared and George mentioned was that you may not know how to network or how to say or how to or know what to say. I think the key way of doing it is being yourself, being real, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And I think the most important thing is takeaway from networking is that you can learn and identify your passion and interest. And I think that one way to overcome the fear of networking is to believe in yourself. Mm-hmm. Make it until you make it. Mm. But make sure that field or industry is something that you're passionate about. Because what people don't realize is that they are just lacking in confidence. And believing in yourself will change your mentality and improve your confidence. And I think my relationship with you, Shashawa, is more of a friend and a mentor relationship where we both share the same interests. We share about things that goes on with our life, some same characteristic interests, and we both really love cats.
We sure do. Shout out to the cat folks out there.
Definitely. So finally, to end this, I would like to use Denzel Washington quote, "Fail big. You only live once, so do what you feel passionate about. Take chance professionally. Don't be afraid to fall. You know there's an OIQ test that was 9 dots, and you had to draw 5 lines with a pencil within these 9 dots. Without lifting the pencil, the only way to do it was to go outside the box. So don't be afraid to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. And don't be afraid to fail big, to dream big. But remember, dream without goals are just dreams, and they ultimately feel disappointment. So have dream, but have goals. Life goal, yearly goal, monthly goal, and daily goal. And understand that to achieve these goals, you must apply discipline and consistency."
Wow. Woof, go Jimmy.
Wow, go Jimmy. Y'all, this is the next generation. Jimmy, wow, okay. Mm. Jimmy is a Gen Z, and we can all learn a thing or two from these leaders who are coming up. You know, thank you and great job as a host. I mean, wow. Everyone, we are super grateful, and thank you all for tuning in and rocking with us more than 15 minutes on this special episode and the final episode of our season. One of the things that we've tried not to do was look at our stats until now. Erica, drum roll.
First of all, Jimmy rocked that, okay? What? Amazing. Jimmy, I think you may have a profession in hosting podcasts. So we'll see what's going on with that in the future, right?
Thank you. Maybe I explore a new passion.
Maybe, right?
Who knows?
So Shashala, on to our stats, what we were talking about. So look, we are currently being listened to in close to 50 different cities around the world, including many different countries, right? Ooh. Outside of the U.S., we had most of our listeners in France.
In France, wow.
Yes, okay. The UK, Brazil, okay. And let's not forget Jamaica. Just,
hey.
Yes.
Wow. I don't even know what to say. Just, wow, right? And we couldn't have done this without the support of you all listening in. Sending in your DMs, some were hilarious. Mm. And so we had the opportunity to discuss live on our episode. So thank you all for tuning in. Big thank you to our featured guest, HR expert Yasmin Laurent from YJL Consulting, executive leadership coach Tony Cortez from Force 9 Coaching, executive director Jared Spencer, vice president Renee Cummings, diversity, equity, and inclusion SVP George Okra, client services manager, Keith Jackson, and of course, our special guest today, Jimmy Wang. Also, big thank you to our family and friends who were listening in. My dad and brother would send the cutest messages about the show, Man, sometimes I think I might have to share that next season. I'd always share it with Erica, some of the questions and funny
they stuff. Are so cute.
Right? Mm. And then also, finally, we weren't able to do this without our team. Thank you to Nicole, Carib Biz Network, for our schnazzy logo, yes. Our videographer, Pete Moran, and of course, a big, big shout out to our producer, who happens to be my little sister, who we call Tash. Her name is Lantinette. You can find her on IG dropping some dope art under Artsy Lamore. She gathered us together and got our audio to perfection.
Thank Listen, you, she more than gathered us together. She rode us, okay? Oh my God, Tash, big ups to you. You are the bomb. Seriously. We probably shouldn't even mention her on here. We don't want anyone snagging her up.
We don't.
So listen, thank you all. Please stay tuned for our next season, which will drop again in late April. Can you guys believe it? Shashala is giving us some time off. Oh my goodness.
I really actually did not want to do that. I really don't, but fine.
Oh my gosh. So in next season, we'll focus on students from college to high school. We plan to introduce guests from different fields within finance, Silicon Valley, and merge of the two within fintech. These guests will talk about the good, the challenging, and what excites them about their roles. Also, we'll give some insight into how to secure an internship within their firms or industry. So please stay tuned to that. And we might have Jimmy back on for that to talk about his experience as a college student and intern to help provide you all some insight.
Whoa, season two sounds really exciting because in today's world, we are in a fast-paced environment where a lot of underrepresented high school students and college students are being lost and in a disadvantaged position due to asymmetric information. And that is where networking plays a vital role. So this season sounds exciting. So fellow student, tune in.
Wow, you're right. This is an important topic and very much near and dear to Erica and my hearts.
Absolutely.
It's really the reason why we do this. You know, one of our favorite lines that we've said to each other over the years is, this is much bigger than me and you, Erica.
That's yes.
So please, so stay tuned, everyone, especially you youngins. We got some good stuff planned for you. So before we leave, Jimmy, how can the good folks and other college students who need some insight into the financial industry get in touch with you, as well as recruiters? I got to put that out there, as well as recruiters, because Jimmy is graduating in December of this year, 2021.
Yeah, so you guys could probably find me on LinkedIn by searching Jimmy Wang, University of Rochester. If there's anything, if you have any question or concern or want to learn about the finance industry, let me know and I'll do my best.
Awesome. Thank you, Jimmy. And again, thank you, everyone. Until next time.
Stay tuned.